The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The mother of Jesus and his brothers came to him, but were unable to join him because of the crowd. He was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, and they wish to see you." He said to them in reply, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and act on it." The Gospel of the Lord. It is much more easier to destroy, to demolish, than to rebuild. Yesterday, we spoke about how the people of Israel returned to Jerusalem after 70 years of captivity. You would recall what happened in Jeremiah chapter 38 and how Jerusalem fell and they were in captivity for 70 years. Now, a little bit of contextualization. The present day Babylon is Iraq, and Jerusalem is still Jerusalem. And the distance between these two places back then was about 900 miles. They traveled on foot, maybe on chariots, in groups, for like 4 months before getting home. 4 months. Think about it. It was a tough time. Many people who left Jerusalem and went into captivity never made it back. And yesterday we sang the song, "The Lord makes all things beautiful in his time," using a pagan king, Cyrus, to deliver freedom to the people of God. Now, after King Cyrus, his son took over, but then there was a turmoil, and he was deposed, and came King Darius, also a pagan king. So both kings contributed to the building of the temple in Jerusalem. And the responsorial psalm tells us, "Let us go to the house of the Lord rejoicing." It is a beautiful thing to have a place of worship, no doubt. Think about those who have no place to worship, those who are still suffering for their faith. Think about those who suffer under harsh conditions. Here we are in an air-conditioned place, and still people do not want to go to church. They long to serve God, they long to worship God. Am I part of those who cause pain, discouragement to others? Am I among those who try to build, hopes and dreams? Am I among those who try to destroy rather than to build? The gospel of today is very succinct. He says, "Anyone who is my brother, my sister, are those who do the word, who hear the word and act on it." Acting on it means to build and not to destroy. Today we celebrate one of the saints I admired so much growing up as a child. In fact, there was a time I was praying to have the stigmata, you know. But after a while, it was so frightening. Stop praying for that. He had the wounds of Christ in his palms, and he bled from his side. On his feet, he was always bleeding. You can imagine bleeding and having to be cleaned up, but he had no smell, just like St. Catherine of Siena. Very few people were stigmatized. He was in pain, no doubt. He had physical battles with the evil one. Sometimes when they wake up they will find the burglary on his window bent over. The devil had come in to attack him. He was in pain. He suffered this stigmatist as a stigmatist for 50 years. 50 years. And he wasn't grumpy. He wasn't a sad personality. He carried the love of God in his heart, had special devotion to the Eucharist. St. Padre Pio of Pietresina. Even in his anguish, in his painful moments, he was still a joy at the confessional, a joy to the friars. In fact, it was told that there was a time he was suspended from celebrating Mass by his superior. He went through a lot of tests as a friar, but he endured for the Lord. He was a builder and not a destroyer. He heard the word of God and kept it. We pray for all the Franciscans, you know, the song, the entrance song, all creatures of God and King. Let us keep praising him. Even amidst the trials, the difficulties we face on earth, the lack of understanding we may have about the realities of this life, the things happening, let us always keep our trust in God and never give up on God and never be grumpy and never be a people who, when they look at us, they wonder who the God they are serving is. Let us drop people to God through our personalities.